All right, we'll start at the bottom of Gimel Bet. We'll continue with statements that are coming from Amar Yehuda Amar Rav or Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel because Rav Kahana is asking questions on them. So we have a mix of memorot that not always are necessarily connected, but because of that common theme between them, are further be brought down over here. So we have another statement. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Shloshet Lugim Mayim, Shnafal V'Tocham Kortov Shel Yayin. So you have three lug of mayim that have wine that fell into them. Umarihen kemariyayin. And now they've taken on the appearance of wine, meaning that they're red or pinkish. Right? Benafluda mikveh, lo pasluah. And they fall into a mikveh, they do not make it pasul. So generally, if they had fallen, there's a gzerat chachamim, takanat chachamim, that if you have shloshet lugim of mayim she'uvim, right, drawn water, which is otherwise pasul for the mikveh, if they fall into the mikveh, they are posel the mikveh. But over here, what happened was, you have shloshet lugim mayim, shuvim, that they themselves would have made the mikveh pasul. But, in addition, there was wine mixed in with this water. And when wine was mixed in, it changed it, or changed the status, we think, based on this statement, changes it to yayin. And yayin is not posel. The tachanat chamim, the zeret chamim is only related to mayim shuvim, water. Right? And here, even though there's water, the addition of the wine makes it that it's no longer classified as water or mayim shuvim and not under this takana gzerat chachamim. Skamati for Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana challenged v'chima ben zeh l'meitzeva. Why is this different than meitzeva? You know, colored water. It's not Rav Yossi Omer meitzeva poslim et mikveh b'shalosh lugim. You have water, colored water, that is posel the mikveh b'shalosh lugim. So we see that when you have three lug of mayim shuvim, it doesn't matter what the color is, as long as there's three lug of mayim shuvim, they're posel at the mikveh. So over here, why is it different when they have yayin, and over there by meitzeva? So Amalei Rovo, hotam mayo detziva mikre, hachachamra meziga mikre. It really depends on the name, or what you call it. Colored water is exactly that. It's colored water. So the adjective is used to describe the water, but it's still classified as water. And then when the wine is mixed into it, we say it's diluted wine. We don't call it water with wine. We call it diluted wine. So the shame itself tells us what the categorization, what the status is of this liquid is. Is the liquid water that has color, or is it wine that is diluted? And when it's wine that's diluted, it's not under the, right, the kanan, the gzeirav, shloshet lugim. On the other hand, if it's colored water, then it is under, because that's mayim shuvim, and that would be problematic for the mikveh. Where it says, v'atani. So the problem, he had a case like this, that's mentioned, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, exactly a case like this. And Rabbi Chiyo, we have a braisa. Rabbi Chiyo says, aridu at the mikveh, that you posel at the mikveh. So you have Rav saying that the mikveh is kasher, you have Rabbi Chiyo saying the mikveh is pasul. Amar Rav, lo kasho. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Harabonon. They hold like two different Tanaim. It's a Machlokas Tanaim, and they are each following one of these Tanaim. So what? It's not. Shloshet yu lugim mayim chaser kurtuv. So you have three lug of mayim, but they're missing one small piece. They're missing a kurtuv. Shinafala tochan kurtuv yayin. And then they're mashlim to the three lug by having a kurtuv yayin come in. Umarehem kemare yayin. And they look like wine. Benaflu the mikveh, and they fall into the mikveh, lo paslu, they don't make it pasul. V'chein gimel lugim mayim chaser kurtuv, same thing, if you have three lug mayim that are missing a kurtuv, shenafalu tochan kurtuv chalav, and then you have a kurtuv of chalav that makes it, or mashlim it to the three lug, umareen kemari mayim, and they look like water, benaflu the mikveh, lo paslu, again they're not posel, because the Tana Kama, all the Tana Kama cares about is the shi'ur. You need a shi'ur of three lug mayim. If you're missing three, if you're missing anything from the mayim, of the three lug mayim, then it's not going to be posel. So the mar'et, the appearance has nothing to do with this. All that matters here is, do you have three lug mayim or you don't have three lug mayim? In both these instances, if you're missing a kortuv and you have yayin fill it in, or you're missing a kortuv and chalav fills it in, you don't have three lug of mayim. So if you don't have three lug of mayim, right, it's not posel. Everything has to do with the appearance of the water. Now this is, goes the kula and the chumra. Which means by chalav, if the chalav is mashlim to the three lug, then it is water. And that's considered shloshim mayim lugim because it looks like water. On the other hand, if yayin is mashlim to the three lug, right, then it's not considered shloshim lugim because of the maret. But also, even if you have a full three lug of mayim shuvim, and then wine falls in, right? No problem, because the mare is mare ki yayin. As opposed to the Tanakam, which says, if you have a three tlug of mayim, doesn't matter what it looks like now, then you have the shiur. So that'll be the difference. Rav will hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that a kol olech achara mar'eh, everything has to do with the appearance. So that's why Rav said that you have three lug of mayim that wine fell into it, and now it looks like wine, it's not pusel. Because he holds like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that a kol olech achara mar'eh. Its appearance matters. Whereas Rabbi Chiya is going to hold like the Tanakama. The Tanakama says it's all after the shiur. So here, if I have three lug mayim, and then wine falls in, it doesn't matter that the wine's there now, because I have full three lug of mayim. So that's pasul. So it says, v'ham, ibai bai la Rav Papa. Wait a minute, didn't Rav Papa have a question about this braita in general, or this, when we're quoting these, I'm sorry, this Mishnah that we just quoted from Mikvot, he had a question of what the girsa of Rav was in this Mishnah. Why did bai Rav Papa? Rav tani choser kurto bereisha? Aval shlosh lugim letanakama pasle? V'ata Rabbi Yochanan the meimar kol achar mar ev Rav omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the way we have our Mishnah written, it says shlosh lugim mayim chaser kurtov. If three lug mayim, that's missing one kurtov, and then the wine makes up the difference. So over there, well, according to the Tanakama, why is it not posel in that case? It's not posel in that case because it is missing the shiur. But if it has the shiur, then it would be problematic. The other possibility of the girsa in this Mishnah, which is suggested, could be like this. Shloshe miugimayim, period. Shinafalu tochan kurtav shayayim. And then wine fell into them. Umarin kumariyayim, lo paslu. Ah, it's the Tanakam. We said the Tanakam holds of shiur.
It's a different girsa.
Oh, well, it's a different, what?
It's a different girsa.
Yeah, or that is, he's asking, what was Rav's girsa in this Mishnah? Did Rav have this chosur kurtov or not have this chosur kurtov? If you say it's chosur kurtov, then you could set up the Mishnah, machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that's the same as the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chiya. The problem is, if Rav believes that the first, the ratio of this Mishnah does not have chosur kurtov yayin, rather it says, shloshet lugi mayim, shunafalo tochan kurtov shayayin, umarein ki yayin. So now what happens to the Tanakama? The Tanakama says you have two requirements. What do you mean two requirements? It has to both have a shiur of mayim, and it has to be mareyu ki mare mayim. Here's two requirements. You need both. That means that even if you have three lug mayim, if the wine falls into it, that mare makes it problematic, and it makes it that it won't posel the mikveh. So if that's the case, if you think that it's chaser, kurtov is the girsa in the Mishnah, then Rav can't hold like the Tanakama. Because the Tanakama is talking about shiur, and Rav's talking about mareh. They have nothing to do with each other. Rav has to hold Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. On the other hand, if Rav thinks the ratio of the Mishnah is even talking about a case of shloshet lugim, that means that he says even when there's shloshet lugim mayim, the Tanakama, if there was, it looks like wine, it's fine. It doesn't posel the mikveh. Then Rav can hold both like the Tanakama and like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because they both say, when you have three lug mayim, if you have wine in it, everybody agrees. So that's Rav Papa's question. What was Rav's girsa in this Mishnah? Does Rav's girsa in the Mishnah have chaser kurtov yayin and he only holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Or is Rav's girsa in the Mishnah that it doesn't say? It says just shloshet lugim in the ratio, and therefore he holds like both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But if that's the case, you can't say the machlokes between Rabbi Chi and Rav is this Mishnah, because Rav holds like everybody. Rav holds like Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So that's Rav Papa's question. So how could Rav set up the Mishnah to be a machlokas, the same machlokas as Rav and Rabbi Chiya? So that's what it says. I'll read it again. Rav tani chaser kurtuv. If he says like the Mishnah, like we have it, and it's chaser kurtuv bereisha, aval shlosh lugim l'tana kama pasta. But there were full three lug of mayim. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It's pasul. Then ba'atar biyochanan the meimar kol ocheloich achara mare. Biyochanan comes to argue and say, no, appearance matters even when you have three lugim. Rav Omer, or Rav Damar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's the way we set it up till now. That's the way Rav did. Oh, Dilma Rav lo toni chaser kurtuv. Rav does not have a chaser kurtuv hebereisha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ki polig aseifahu de polig. He only argues in the case of chalav. He only argues in the case of chalav where you have three lug mayim chaser kurtuv and chalav falls in there. So according to the Tanakama, there you need shiur and you need the mareh. Yeah, you're missing the shiur, but you have the mareh. So therefore, it's not posel. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all you need is the mareh, and you have the mareh. So in that case, he'll argue. That's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argue, only in the chalav case. But Rav's statement was a case of wine. So in that case, he'll agree both. Rav damar ke divrei akol. In that case, Rav will be holding like divrei akol. So it says, like it always does, the Rav papa mi baile, the Rav pshita le. Rapapa had a question about what the girsa was according to Rav. Rav had no problem with the girsa. The way we have it, that's the girsa that Rav had, and he had no questions about that girsa. That's the case. The machlokas is both on the wine and the chalav. If that's the case, you can set up Rav like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Chia like the Tana Kamma. So Amar Rav Yosef lo shmeili hashmeitidu. I never heard this statement. I'm a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, and I never heard this. I never heard this statement from Rav Yehuda or Amarav that the social logimayim that has yayin in it, that's not a problem. So, as we know, but Rav Yosef fell ill at some point in time. He lost all his learning. He had to relearn it. And many times his Talmidim, like Abaye, would remind him that he did say such a thing. So he says, I never heard such a thing. So, Amar Abaye, Ata Martna Nialan, Vachi Amar Nialan. He says, you did teach us this. Memra. And not only that, you told us that Rav Lotani Chaser Kurta Bereisha. He does not have Chaser Kurta Bereisha. Rabbi Yochanan Asefa Palik Rav Damar Ledivri Akol. Not only did you tell us over this Memra of Armida Marav, but you said it's even Ledivri Akol. That same is Ledivri Akol, like the other tzad of Rav Papa, right? Not like Rav learns it, but against. I mean, here you have a Bayi, right, telling you that Rabbi Yosef says against Rav, that Rav's explanation of the Mishnah is incorrect, because the Girsa of Rav was not like the Girsa that Rav has in the Mishnah. Not with the Chosu Kutub by the Yayin, but it was a full Shloshalugim by the Yayin. And therefore, their machlokas is only about the chalav. By yayin, everybody agrees that you need the mar'eh and you need the, according to Hagam, you need the shiur, but the mar'eh is enough to ruin it for both of them. And therefore, Rav is holding like both. So that's the next statement. Amar Yehuda Marav, chavit mleya mayim. You have a barrel full of wine, of water. This is the girso of Rashi. Rashi's girso is that you have a barrel full of water. Shenafla liyama gadol, falls into the Mediterranean. Atovel sham lo'ota lo tvilav. You are tovel, where the water fell in the water, into the Mediterranean, you are not yotze, your tefillah over there, you're not tahor. Chashinan. The shlosh alugim, shloyeh b'makom echad. We're worried that what? You went into the area of the Mediterranean where that water fell, and within the area that you're at tovel, there's three lug of water from the barrel that went there that are still there, and that's mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim are pasul the mikveh, and if you got part of your body, rosh verubo, went into this mayim shuvim, that's problematic. So therefore, we say don't take a dip, don't do your tefillah right where the water fell in. But the Gemara qualifies. That's only in the Mediterranean, the kai v'kaima, where the water is still. The water does not move. Since the water doesn't move, you can assume wherever that water fell, it's still there and hasn't dispersed yet. Assuming over time it would disperse. We're talking about immediately afterwards or sometime very close afterwards. Aval Nara Balma, we're talking about regular rivers, low. Why? Because the flowing water is going to mix it, it's going to disperse the water. Therefore, wherever you poured the water fell, it's not there anymore, it's moving downstream. So that's Rashi's Girsa. The Tosafot says that's not, he says that that is not the Girsa here, because why, what's the problem? We have a general principle, and we use this in our mikvot today. Our mikvot are all made up of Mayim Shuvim. Right, they come out, we use a hamshacha, we pour into a tzinor that takes it down, an open tzinor that takes it down into the mikveh so that it won't be, you know, it's not exactly mayim shuvim. But how do we make all our mikvahot kshirim today? We have a bore that collects the rainwater, and then we do something called hashaka. We open up, there's a hole between the two, and we have the water in the mikveh touch the water in the bore. And that hashaka makes the water in the mikveh now become rainwater, the equipment that it's kosher the mikveh. And that's a principle called hashaka. When water is kissing, when it's touching, all the water becomes tahor, all the water takes on the status of a mikveh. So it says, okay, sure enough, yeah, you have water that fell in here. Mayim shuvim fell into the Mediterranean. But what happened to hashaka? The water is all surrounded by the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is a kosher mikveh. It should be metaher, that water. It shouldn't be a problem at all. So how can you talk about water over here falling into the Mediterranean being a problem? So Ella, he says, the Garcina that Rabbi Yehuda is chavit mleya yayin. He had a barrel full of wine that fell into the Mediterranean. But what's the problem if it's wine? Right? First of all, you can tell if it's there because you'd see if the wine, it's red, you'd see it over there. So you'll know if it's there, you know it's not there. I mean, assuming that you think that mareh is not a problem. I mean, if you think that mareh is a problem, then there's nothing to talk about because if it's mareh is yayin, then it's not mayim shuvim. But assuming that, right, you can say that even when the mareh is yayin, because there's shloshet lugim here, whatever it is, it makes it pasul. So what does Tosfos do? Tosfos says it's white wine. It's a case of white wine. So since it's a case of white wine, you don't have a problem, Mare. You can't tell that the wine's there or not. And that's the question here. Is it posel the mikveh because you have yayin, right? Lavan, that's there. Is that posel the mikveh? Because there's no hashaka anymore. And that's it's not as a status of mayin, as a status of yayin, but it's a yayin that you can't see. That's what Tosfos says, that you have to change the girso here in Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. That's chavit, mleya yayin, but yayin, not yayin adom, but rather yayin that is not changed to marita mayin, that you can't tell from the water. Alright, so now the Gemara says, Tanya nami ochi, we have a brisa that supports this position. Chavit, mleya yayin. Now, Tosfos says, even Rashi agrees over here that the brisa is talking about yayin. Right, that he agrees that here it's not mayim. Even Rashi's girsa here is mayim, is yayin. Chavit mleya yayin shnafel yama gadol fell into Mediterranean and tovel sham lo alto lo tefila. But he just told me that it doesn't work. Hashin and l'shlosh luvim shuvim shlo yeh b'makom echad. We're worried about that they gather, they're stationary in one place. B'chein kikar shel truma. A kikar shel truma that falls into this water afterwards, or this yayin really afterwards, shnafel sham tamei. Becomes tamei. Why? You had a person who was tamei is tovel inside of this yayin. And he makes, what happens to someone's tamei who touches a liquid? He makes the liquid tamei. If he makes the liquid tamei, then a kikar shel truma that touches that liquid afterwards becomes tamei. So Gemara says, my v'chein. What does it mean, v'chein kikar shel truma? Why should there be a difference? I mean, it's obvious. I mean, it's just a chain reaction. If you believe that it's not a good mikveh, then when the person who's tamei goes in there, he's going to make the liquids tamei. And of course the truma is tamei. Or the truma is going to be tamei. Why do you need in the Mishnah to tell you v'chein? So Mar says, uki gavra cheske. It's a safek here. We're not sure if he's Torah or not, whether he dipped into that part of the, that's the yayin or not. So therefore the person is tamei. So we say, leave him in his chazakah being tamei, and we say the mikveh does not mitahir him. The truma, on the other hand, what's the chazakah of the truma? The truma was tehora. V'ocha uki truma chazakah. Leave the truma in its own chazakah, which is that it was tahor. So we're going to say, we're not going to make it tamei, misafek, kamash v'lan, that we say, no, in Al-Khanam, that the truma is considered tamei, just like the person is not kasher, or the tevila is not kasher for that individual. Alright, so now, back to the regular schedule program, we're back to Edim Zomamim and Makot again, which is, Me'idim anu b'ish plonish chayav l'chaviru ma'tayim zuz. These Edim come and testify that they're this individual, the Baldin is chayav 200 zuz to another party. Vidim su zomimim, and they're found that they are idim zomimim. Lokim umishalmim. They both get malkot, and they have to pay the 200 zuz that they tried to cause the loss to the other individual. Why? Shaloh Hashem, maybe on the day makot, maybe on the day tashlomim. So Rashi learns this means that they don't come from the same pasuk. Why do you get malkot, and why do you have to pay the money? You get malkot because it says, lo ta'neh b'recha eit shoker. So that's why you get malkot. Why do you have to pay the money? Because it says, kasher zamam nasod achiv, asitim lo kasher zamam nasod achiv. So that's the chiyuv of the money. So I have one lav in the Torah, one part of the Torah, pasuk in the Torah tells me, chayav malkot. The other lav on pasuk in the Torah tells me, chayav mamon. So I have two different statements, two different punishments in the Torah, and I'll apply both of them to this individual. That's the way Rashi learns it. And this is Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the position of Rabbi Meir. On the other hand, Tosafot says, Lo min Hashem does not mean that it is two different psukim. Because the Gemara in other places first says, Achosim para. Someone who muzzles a para while they're doing work in the field. You are lokeh for violating the lav, and you have to compensate. You have to give the animal the food that he would have otherwise eaten. You have to give to the owner. If you, for instance, if you rented or they belong to someone else, you're going to have to give him the food that he would have eaten. So there it's lokeh mishalem. The Gemara says that's according to Rabbi Meir. There it's one pasuk, and we're mechayev both makot and tashlumim. So it can't be the issue is two psukim. So Tosfos says, no, I'll tell you what it is, that you don't require an azhara to pay money. The lav in the Torah is not what's mechayev you to pay money. For instance, loch tachsom shor b'disho, that's not what teaches you have to compensate. That teaches you get malkot. Once we know that it's restricted, then they automatically you have to pay because you cheated the owner out of the animal eating. But it doesn't come from the lav in the Torah. That's just a automatic result of the fact that you're not allowed to do it. So that's what it means. Lo min hashem means you don't need an azhara to get pay money. You only need an azhara to get malkot. So that's what it means, lo min hashem. Since you can get malkot from the azhara, and you don't need the azhara for money, you can be mechayev both, the money and the malkot.
But the, this is a zone. This is kasher zone. So we have a separate clear to custom saying that one needs to pay. So it is two different.
In this case, it happens to be two different sukkim. But you can't say that's the reasoning of Rabbi Meir here, because Rabbi Meir, by lo tachsom shor b'disho, the Gemara claims it's his opinion that you're loke mishalim over there, even though it's only one pasuk in the Torah, it's only one lav in the Torah. So true, over here you could say what Rashi says, but we know that if you look at Rabbi Meir's opinion in other places, you can't say that in Rabbi Meir's opinion. So it does reinterpret what lo min hashem means over here to fit into those other places. Classic Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi only looks at the locus where we are and explains lo min hashem based on where we are. Tosfot says, well, I have this and I have this and this all over Shas, and therefore I have to reconcile all of them. You can't pay and get malkot. You can't do both. So either you have to pay or you have to get malkot. Which one is it? Chum, you say pay. Now, truthfully, it could have been the other way around. You could take get malkot and not pay. So that's not, in our Gemara, it's a Gemara in Ketubot that asks that question. Why not just say that they have to get malkot and don't get pay? So there, the Gemara learns over there that the Befeirush Ribta Torah Tashlumim by Edom Zomimim. We know that the Torah specifically included payment or monetary compensation by Edom Zomimim, so we know for sure there has to be some sort of compensation. If there is compensation, then well, now you have to pick. If it's compensation, you're not going to have malkot. So that's the Gemara in Ketubot. It's not here, but you could go either way, but it's clear that the Chamim believe that you're Mishalim and you're Eino Lokeh. Next case. Right, so he says he's Chayav Malkot, and now they find out to be Edim Zomimim. Lokim Shmonim. They get 80 lashes. Mishom lo taneh berachayit shakar, o mishom asitim lo kashir zamam. So over here, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Now, over here, you see Rabbi Meir doesn't use the word term, lo min hashem. Because over here, you need both psukim, and even Tosfos is going to have to agree, you need both psukim to give malkot, because you need an azara. You can't give malkot without an azara. So now you have two azarot, you have lo taneh berachayit shakar, and you have asitim lo kashir zamam, two sets of malkot. And achamei amim, and lokim el arbaim. You only get 40. You can't punish twice for the same crime, right? Generally, it's a concept called double jeopardy. You cannot be tried over here. It's not as easy. There, double jeopardy is to have two separate trials, to have it twice be brought to trial on the same crime. Over here, it's only one trial, and they're going to punish. The punishment is whether it's, right, two or one thing. What is the exact punishment? But something akin to that idea that you can't be punished twice, or you can't get two punishments for the same crime. Bishlam ol rabbanon kedei rishato. How do the rabbanon know that you can't be lokim mishalim? Because it says kedei rishato. You're only allowed to punish him once for his actions. This is your question. Only one action can bring you to a punishment. The action can't bring you to two separate punishments. You only get kedei rishato. That's it. Truth is that a person could, for violating a lav, a person can violate, if a person eats an ant, they can violate, you know, a number of lavin, and then they would get malkot for each of those lavin that they violate. But over here, we have a punishment meted out to the individual, where we have a specific requirement of kedei rishato. And Chachamim learned that kedei rishato means is when you have two separate categories, right, of punishment. You have a category of punishment which is lokeh, and you have a category of punishment which includes mishalim. So over there, in those categories, we separate and say no. If all the categories were malkot, right, then maybe even the Chachamim would agree that you could get multiple malkot. Problem over here is you're dealing with one category that is mishalim or malkot or all different things kashir zamam. You have another category which is malkot. So when you're doing two different categories, we don't allow you to punish from those two different categories. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir does not hold of kedei rishato. He does hold of it, but he holds that it's eino meimi to mishalim. He holds that you don't get mita and tashlumim, but he holds you can get malkot and tashlumim. Well, where does he know that from? Rabbi Meir, my time. Where does Rabbi Meir get that source that you can be loke mishalim? So Amar Ula Gamar mi Motzi Shemra. He learns that from Motzi Shemra. Ma Motzi Shemra lokei mishalim. Motzi Shemra is an individual marries a woman, and then he comes back the next day and says, "Listen, lo matza davitcha betulim." Right? This woman was not a betula, so that means that she must have had some extramarital affair while she was in Arusa. And then they find out that he was lying, or they find evidence to the contrary. So then, what do? He has to do, number one, he gets malkot, bisruoto. They give him malkot. And number two, he's got to pay a fine to the father. He's got to pay compensation, the dmei betulim. He's got to pay to the father of this woman. So you have loke umishalem. So af kol loke umishalem. So there too, in any other case, he'll say the same thing, loke umishalem. Where it says, ma lamotzi rem shemra shekein knas. Motzi shemra is a knas. We know that it has nothing to do with the actual value. It's a fixed amount that the Torah says that you pay. It has nothing to do with value, loss of value. It's a fixed compensation that is given in this case. And there was, in the end, he has to stay married to the woman. So technically, there's no even loss. The real loss they're saying is the equivalent of what the woman, right, is worth, the dmei ketubah or something like that, dmei ketulim. But over here, he stays married to the woman anyway. So Sovala Karabi Akiva. He was like Rabbi Akiva we saw yesterday. Damar Yidim Zomim Kansu. Yidim Zomim also a Knas. So no problem. You want to say Motzi Shemra is a Knas. Yidim Zomim is also a Knas. So we can learn one Knas from another Knas. So that's the answer to the Gemara for the source of Rabbi Meir. Tosus raises the issue right away. Okay. So does that mean that Rabbi Meir only holds that you can be Lokum Mishalem by Knas? I mean, only cases in the Torah where there's a Knas can you be Lokum Mishalem. But Mamon, you can't be Lokum Mishalem? Or the other way around. Do the Chachamim only say that we say Kedevi Shato by cases of Knas? Because where this Kedevi Shato is written by Edim Zomimim. So that's a case of Knas. But maybe by cases of Mamon, there would be Lokim Mishalim. So Tosfos answers up and says no, because where Kedevi Shato was found by Edim Zomimim. So if Kedevi Shato has application, right, can it work? Can it be used or can it not be used? So once you have a Kedevi Shato that's found by Edim Zomimim, and Edim Zomimim, we know we're talking about a Knas, according to Rabbi Meir, then you can't use the Kedevi Shato. Since we're going to learn out from Motzi Shemra that Edim Zomimim do get Loke Mishalem, then the Kedevi Shato that's found there cannot be telling you Ein Loke Mishalem. Because Edim Zomimim is a case of Knas. And therefore you have no reason to say Ein Loke Mishalem. Which means, how would you ever find a case, according to Rabbi Meir, say it's a case of Mamon, not Knas, and he would say, okay, well, Rabbi Meir says only by Knas is Loke Mishalem, but case of Mamon ain't Loke Mishalem. Where do you know that from? The only source to say that you can't be Loke Mishalem is Kedevi Shato. And Kedevi Shato is found by Edim Zomimim, and we already know, according to Rabbi Meir, Edim Zomimim is already a case of Knas. So you can't prove from the Kedevi Shato by Edim Zomimim anything to Loke Mishalem by regular cases of Mamon. Since you don't have an exclusion, then you would be Loke Mishalem, because you have nothing to exclude it from. And the Chachamim works the other way around. If the Chachamim believe that Kedei Rishato is found by Edim Zomimim, and it applies to cases of Mamon, Loke Mishalem, but it'll apply to any case. I mean, that means that Kedei Rishato is applicable by cases of, right, of Knas, or cases where there is any Mamon involved. So the question is, do you have Kedei Rishato available to you or not? If you have it available to you, you're going to exclude everything. It means that means Knas and Mamon. You won't pay both. If it is not available to you, right, then you will have to pay like Rabbi Meir. You'll have to pay no matter what. Whether it's Knas or Mamon, you're going to have both punishments, Loke and Mishalem. It's not just by Knas that this whole statement is made. It's made in general because the Kedevi Shato is only available based on what you think Edim Zomim is talking about. If Edim Zomim is talking about Knas, then it's not available for you for Loke and Mishalem anymore. So if it's not available, then he uses it for Mita and Mishalem, and then anything that has Malkus and Tashlumim will be... You have to get both of them going to Rabbi Meir. Going to Chachamim the other way around. Since Kedevi Shato is available to them, right, is coming to Mimayit Shtei Rishayot, doesn't matter which the Rishayot are, whether it's Mamon or Knas, comes to exclude them. Right now, the Gemara says, but that's Ula's statement over here. Ula says that we learned it out from Motzi Shemra. There are others, Ika Demand El Hadu Ula, Ula made that statement, we learned it out from Motzi Shemra, aha, on a different case. The Tanya, Lotu Tiri Menu Ad Boker, Renotu Tiri Menu Ad Boker, this is what you were asking about. You have a lav that says, do not leave over the Karbanot until morning. If you do leave over the Karbanot until morning, you have to burn them. This is a lav, Hanitakla say. From this, you say, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't get malchus for this because the Torah gives you a way to rectify the lav. How do you rectify the lav? If you've violated the lav, you rectify it by burning it, right? It's a lav shenitakla yasei. So he says, no malchut over here because it's a lav shenitakla yasei. On comes Rabbi Akiva, mer lo min hashem uzeh. Whoa, wait a minute. What do you need to get the lav shenitakla yasei? El mishum davei lav shein bo maaseh. This is a lav shein bo maaseh. You are passive in allowing the korban to extend over the deadline. So lav shein bo maaseh, so you don't get malkot over here because it's a lav shein bo maaseh. Forget about lav shenitakla yasei. You don't even have to get there. Michlal, what's the conclusion from this? That Rabbi Yehuda must hold lav shein bo maaseh, lo kina lav. Otherwise, why would he ever have to get to lav tenin tak tesei? The only reason he has to go to lav tenin tak tesei is because he believes lav shein bo maaseh, lo kina lav. Minole. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that a lav shein bo maaseh you get malkot for? Amula, gomer mimotzi shemra. He learns it out, and this is the same ula as before, gomer mimotzi shemra. This is what he was talking about. Gomer mimotzi shemra, ma motzi shemra, lav shein bo maaseh, lo kina lav, al kol lav shein bo maaseh, lo kina lav. Just like motzi shemra, what's the case of motzi shemra? He shows up in Beis Din, and he makes a statement. There's no maaseh there. And again, this is all with the assumption that dibur is not a maaseh. So since dibur is not a maaseh, shows up in Beis Din, does nothing, and he gets malkot. No maaseh, malkot. So too with everything else. Af kol lav shein bo maaseh, lo kina lav. So mala motzi shemra shekein loke umishaleim. What about motzi shemra? Motzi shemra is an exceptional case. Because not only do you get malkot, you also get tashlumim, you have to pay. So maybe we should say motzi shemra is an unusual case, and that's why you get malkot even without a ma'aseh, because motzi shemra even gets malkot and tashlumim. It's an unusual type of case. Gzeir tekatuv. Elo. Amar Yish Lakish, gomer mi edim zomimim. Let's learn from edim zomimim. Edim zomimim, tzvi, is alav shein bo ma'aseh. Slav shein bo maaseh, my day is zomim shlav shein bo maaseh, lokin alav, afkol lav shein bo maaseh, lokin alav. Here I go, I have my solution to my problem. Slav shein bo maaseh, lokin alav. Ah, mal edim zomim shkein trichim hatra'ah. There's a chumrah by edim zomim, which is that they do not require hatra'ah. Again, we don't learn this in our Gemara over here. It's learned from in the Ketubot and other places that there's no requirement of hatra'ah because it's impossible to give hatra'ah to edim zomim. You can never do it at the time when you need to, so there is no hatra'ah. There's no warning. There is no hatra'ah by edim zomim. But if that's the case, there's a chumrah.
There's no general hatra'ah before edim testify.
There is, but that can't be the hatra'ah because they go through the whole case. They don't do it to the gemar din. They're not chayav as edim zomim until the gemar din. So it's not samud. You need hatra'ah that's samud to the violation. Right? So now the Gemara now, he says, we learn from Edom Zomim, but Edom Zomim has a Chumrah also. How can you learn out of Edom Zomim? So what do we do when we have two items that we can learn from, but each one has a Chumrah? We say, let's do this. Motzi Shemra Yuchiach, V'chazer Adin, Lor Yizek, Lor Yizek, Lor Yizek, Lor Yizek, Tzadah Shav V'Shaban. Take Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim, you put them together and you say, what? The common denominator between them is that they're Lav Shein B'Maseh, and they are Lokin Alav. The fact that Edom Zomim doesn't have Atra, well, we know that by the case of Motzi Shemra, you do need Atra'ah. Motzi Shemra is Loke Umishalem. Well, we know by Edom Zomim, you're not Loke Umishalem. At least according to the Chachamim, you're not Loke Umishalem. Therefore, the common denominator between them is Lav Shein Bo Maaseh and Loken Alav. So, Tzad Shev Shven, Shei Lav Shein Bo Maaseh and Loken Alav. Av Kol Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, Loken Alav. Mal Tzad Shev Shven, Shekein Knas. They're both Knasot. Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim are both Knasot. So, no problem. Alokash, Rabbi Yehuda lo sover like Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Who holds that Edom Zomim is a knas? That's Rabbi Akiva. So if you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, you hold that Edom Zomim is not a knas. Well, if it's not a knas, then you don't have this common denominator between them, because they're not. One's knas, one is mamon. So that's not a problem. So we could have this, use this as the Tzadah Sheva. What about this? There's a Tzad Chamur to them. They both have some chumrah. You're trying to have a common denominator, Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, but they have some chumrah that maybe takes them out of their parsha, makes them exceptional. So my says, Rabbi Yehuda tzad chomer lo parich. That's not a problem for him because, as Rashi points out, they're not the same chumrah. The fact that they're not the same chumrah already indicates to you that that's not what the Torah is after. If the Torah was saying that was the reason that you get malkut in these cases, then they should have the same chumrah. The fact they don't have the same chumrah shows you that that's not important over here. What is important is the common denominator of Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a tzad shavah between Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim, the Lav Shein Bo Maaseh is loking a lav, and therefore when it comes to a lav to nitak laseh by lotatum and a boker, he has to use lav nitak laseh to make you potter from malkot, because if it was just a lav shein laseh, you would get malkot on that case. all right. So now the Gemara says, virabonon, hi lotan ebrecha id shakar mar darshibe. The fact that Rabbanan say you don't get malkot over here for lotan ebrecha id shakar, because of Kadevi Chateau, what do they do with the pasuk Lotan Ebrecha Eid Shaker? Rabbi Meir uses that for Malkot, so that in all these cases you get Malkot. But what do the Chachamim use Lotan Ebrecha Eid Shaker for? So help me by le Azhara le Edim Zomimim. That is an Azhara for Edim Zomimim. That's the case where Edim Zomimim get Malkot, meaning that there are certain instances which we know that they get the Din Hazama, right, that they don't get Malkot, then we said before that when you have a lav in the Torah, right, the lav in the Torah, what's the definite, when you have a lav in the Torah, automatically what's the punishment? Punishment would be malkot. If you have an onesh that is spelled out by the Torah, then we no longer say that the lav is for the malkot. It's an azhara to tell you that if you do this, you violate, you'll get the onesh that's mentioned somewhere else. So for instance, you have cases like that by arayot. You have a lav in the Torah that says, don't do this, arayot. And later on, we have a punishment. So what does that tell you? It doesn't tell you you don't get malkot. What do you get? You get the punishment that the Torah gives. So we say that lav is a lav, but it's a warning or an azhara to tell you that you'll get this punishment of the onesh somewhere else. So we have lo tanei b'rechad shachar is exactly that. It's the azhara for edim zomamim. Why? Edim zomamim has an onesh. What's the onesh of edim zomamim? Vasitim lo kashir samam lasot liachiv. Right, so that's the punishment, that's the onesh. So this is the lav, this is the azhara, don't do it. Because if you do it, you're going to get vasitim lo kashir samam lasot liachiv. And that's why we said before, what happens when you don't have that onesh? What happens when you can't do kashir samam lasot liachiv? What do? You get malkot. Why? Because the lav alo tanei b'rechad shachar turns into a lav. There's no onesh then anymore. If there's no onesh, then that becomes a lav and you get malkot for it. So the chachamim say, we lose lo tanei b'rechad shachar as our azhara, our lav for edim zomim. Rabbi Meir, azhara le'edim zomim minale. Where does he have a lav for edim zomim from? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Nafik Leit says, after the parsha of, right, edim zomim, it says, v'anisharim yishme'u v'iro, that they, v'iro, they will see and they will, right, they will learn from this, take a lekach, be fear, v'lo yosifu, oh, they won't do this anymore. Right, they won't do this. So Rabbanan, how will we violate? So what do the Rabbanan do? Why don't they use that for the Azhara? So the lo yosifu od, according to Rabbi Meir, is the Azhara. We don't want people doing this anymore. Well, if you don't want to do it, it must be that there's something wrong with doing it. So Rabbanan, we learned this at the end Sanhedrin, right? We learned this together. There are four things that require Azhara. And that's because the pasuk says, v'anisharim yishmeu v'yiro, right? That they will see, they will hear and they will see what happens and they won't do it anymore. So where it says, Rabbi Meir, achraza, what about the achraza? He learns it out, Mishmu Biro Nafka. Right, that they have to, right, he has, there are two parts of the Pasuk. Right, there is Ishmu Biro, and then Velo Yosifu Od. Right, so one is the Hachraza, is that they'll be Ishmu Biro, and then the Yosifu Od is the Azhara. Right, there's the Lav, the Chamis say, no, it's all one package. The reason, it's Ishmu Biro, Velo Yosifu Od, it's all part of the Hachazra. That's why we do the Hachraza, so Velo Yosifu Od. So that'd be the Machlokas between the Chamim and Rabbi Meir, is do you have two punishments here by Edim Zomamim? Right, two punishments because you have lo tanech b'rei chakla b'rei sitin lo kasher zamam. Let me say no because you have David Chateau. David Chateau says no two punishments. Right over here, and since there are no two punishments over here, we pick one. And we said before the mark tubo, we pick the payment. Right to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't hold of this k'dei rishato. He uses that for mita and tashlumim, but he learns it out from motzi shemra that you can have a case of loke u'mishalem. And since you can be loke mishalem, also over here you'll be loke mishalem, or you'll be loke and loke. Lo tanecha b'reid shaker plus a sidon l'sher zaman, you get two sets of malkot. Chamim don't hold of that because they say lo tanecha b'reid shaker is a lav. It has an onesh associated with it. They have a lav that has an onesh. It's an azhara. An azhara that has an onesh associated with it. You don't get malkot for that lav. So therefore, according to them, if you don't get 80 malkot, you only get 40. Because there's only one punishment. Because Yosef has a mamre. Meir says, no, I have the lav from somewhere else. Lo yosifu old. That's my lav that leads into the onesh. So now I have lo tanei b'rechad shachar as an additional lav that is available to give malkot. So if I have two lavim, you violated two separate lavim, nothing to do with each other. Take malkot, you can get malkot over here. All right, what's the stop over here?